Mesechtas Nazir, Daf Nun Dalet, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel and Beis. For the past few Daf, we have been discussing the 11 ways that a Nazir can become Tamei Meis and have a requirement to go through the procedure for a Nazir Tamei, and the 7th and 8th ways for a Nazir to become Tamei Meis that the Mishnah discussed on Daf Mem Tes and Beis was through coming into contact through Mago Masa or oil with an Eva Min Achai or an Eva Min Ameis that had enough bus on it that if the Eva was still attached to a live person, it could regenerate. And we ended yesterday in the middle of a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish as to what the din would be if a nazir comes into contact with an Eva Min Achai or an Eva Min Ameis that doesn't have enough basa to have been able to regenerate even if it was attached to a live person. Now certainly Tumas Oil wouldn't apply, but Reish Lakish says that Tumas Mago Masa would still apply, and his raya was for the fact that this case is not listed in the next Mishnah, which we will see later today, where the Mishnah lists all the ways that a nazir does not become Tamei, while Rabbi Yechon holds that a nazir would not contract Tumah at all through an Eva Min Achai based on the Pashas of our Mishnah, as since our Mishnah states that the only time a Nazir could become Tamei is if he comes into contact with an Eva Min Achai or Eva Ameis, therefore it's Meduyik that the only time the Nazir becomes Tamei is only because it had Basar. However, if it doesn't have enough Basar, then it will not become Tamei at all, not by oil and not by Magav Masa. And once there is a clear Diyik from our Mishnah that a Nazir would not become Tamei in any case, therefore there was no reason to list it in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Aleph. And before we continue, let's remember that the 11th way for a Nazir to become Tamei was by coming into contact with an Etzem Kisaira, and certainly in the case of an Etzem Kisaira, the Mishnah was very clear and stated that Tum would only apply if the Nazir came into contact with a Bali-sized bone through Mago Masa, but Tum would not apply through oil, and the ability for an Etzem Kisaira to transmit Tumah is weaker than the other 10 ways that the Mishnah discussed, as in all of those cases, they can transmit Tumah to a Nazir even by oil. And our Gemara now begins. Hi, Avim and Ameis, Hechi Dami. We had a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, but again, Avim and Ameis, She'ein Leim Basakarei. What type of Avim and Ameis are we referring to? Either Isbe Esem Kaseira, if there's also a bone the size of a Bali, so my time Rabbi Yechon, then what would be the Pshat of Rabbi Yechon? The Rabbi Yechon says the Nazir would not become Tamei. Of course, the Nazir will become Tamei because he came into contact through Maga or Masa with an Etzem Kaseira. And as we said before, everyone agrees that by Etzem Kaseira, the only way that a Nazir becomes Tamei is through Maga or Masa. And therefore, of course, he'll be Tamei in this case. And if we're talking about a case where the Nazir came into contact with an Eva Min Ameis that did not include a Bali-sized bone, in my time in Reish Lakish, why does Reish Lakish state that Nazir would become Tamei? The Pasha is based on the Diyak of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon is correct that the only way that Nazir becomes Tamei is only by coming into contact with an Eva Min Ameis, she'yesh lehem basar karei. But if it's in lehem basar karei, there is no limud and no mekar that Nazir should become Tamei even through Mago Masa. And the reason why our Gemara only discusses the case of Eva Min Ameis, even though the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish is not only by an Eva Min Ameis, but it's also by Eva Min Achai, is because the din of Etzem Kisaira is only relevant to an Etzem that comes from a dead body. However, an Etzem that comes from a live body not be Metame even by Mago Masa, and therefore the Gemara would not have a question on Rabbi Yechon in the case of Eva Min Achai. And the Gemara continues, Omelech Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish will respond, Lo'ilam Delespe Etzem Kisaira, the case that we're discussing is a scenario where you have an Eva Min Ameis, She'in Alem, Basa Karai, this Eva doesn't have any bones that are still intact, which are the size of a Bali. Basically, this Eva is a bunch of Gidin that also have a drop of Bas on it, and it doesn't have any Etzim in it. And Vafilu Hacher Rachmana Rabia, and even so, as we'll see in a moment, Terah was Marba that if a Nazir comes into contact through Mago Masa with an Eva Menachai or an Eva Ameis, She'in Alem, Basa Karai, that he does have to go through his entire process. And in order to find this Makar, Reish Lakish will actually go through two different Brises. And the Brises will discuss two different psukim in Pashas Chukas regarding a person that became Tamei. The first pasuk we will dash in all regarding dinim of Tumas Oil, and the second pasuk we will dash in regarding Tumas Magru Masa. And before we begin these Brises, let's just read the psukim inside, as the pasuk states in Pashas Chukas in Perak Yutes, pasuk Tezayin, V'chal Shiyigal Pnei Asada B'chalal Cherev Oy B'meis Oy B'etzem Adam Oy B'kover Yitma Shivas Yamim. And then the pasuk states two psukim later in Pasuk Yudches, V'lokach Izer V'tavu B'mayim Ishtar V'hiza Ala Oil V'al Kola Kilim V'al Nefoshesh Ashehoyu Sham V'al Negev Ba'etzem Oy B'cholol Oy B'meis Oy B'cover. Reish Lakish now starts with the first Brisa. So the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, V'chol Shiyigal Pnei Asada B'chol Cherev Oy B'meis, etc., as we just brought down. And this Pasuk, as we said, will be discussing Dinim of Tumas Oil. And the Brisa states, Al Pnei Asada, since the Torah describes this Tumah as coming from the face of the Sada, and doesn't say that the person actually went went on the Sada or touched the actual mace. So therefore we learn out Zehamaila Pnei Mace. It's teaching us that even if you only created an oil on top of the mace and a person passed over the mace without actually touching the mace, that the person would become Tamei. And as Rosh says, the Mashma Maga Shehu Ba'ave Apnei Sada V'hainu Oil. The Brisa continues that the Pasuk continues and says B'chalal Charev, and the Pasuk didn't have to say that the way that this person died was by being stabbed with a sword. And therefore we learn out from the word B'chalal Ze'iva HaNechlal Menachai V'yesh Loil HaLasarucha, that this is referring to an Eva that was cut off and severed from a live person, and there's enough basa on it that if it was still attached to a live body, it could still regenerate. And the Rosh says that the lotion of halal is shenischalal mimakim chaburay, that it was severed from the place that it was attached to a person's body. And the Brisa continues by the fact that the Torah says halal cherev, and it tells us a specific way that the person was killed. So cherev harizik kachol is teaching us that there's a special din where a person's killed through a cherev, because in that case the cherev becomes just like the dead person. And the basic din of cherev harizik kachol is that if any metal object comes into contact with the dead body, that the din is that it becomes Navi Avay Satoma, and therefore, if a person touches that cherev afterwards, that person will be an Avatoma, and he will be Tamei Mace for 7 days, just like someone that comes into contact with a regular mace. And there are various machlekesim based on the din of cherev harei kachalol, and we will mention a couple of them. Number one, the Rush brings down over here the machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that the din of cherev harei kachalol is not only by a cherev, but it's also by any kli matris and any metal kli. However, the din of cherev harei kachalol is not applicable to any other kli that's made of any other material. However, the Rush brings down from Rabbi Yitzchak Misampunti that this din of cherev harei kachalol applies to any kli shatef, meaning any kli that has to go to the mikvah and can possibly have tire b'mikvah. And there is also a shaila if the din of cherev harei kachalol applies even by the din of tumas oil, or if it only applies by mago masa. And this actually would be split into two categories. There's a question if a metal kli can become tummy by being in an oil or mace, or the din of cherev harei kachalol is only when the cherev actually touches a dead body. There's also a question if at the point when you have a kli that became tummy based on the din of cherev harei kachalol, would the din be that if someone goes into the oil with that cherev or with that metal object or with any other object that becomes tummy based on those rishonim, would he become tummy because he's in the oil of that cherev? And this is clearly the shita of Taisis in our sugya. Or do we say like the Rambam that the only way that a person will become tummy through the din of cherev harei kachalol is only if he touches that cherev or he touches that metal kli, but if he's just in the oil with that cherev or with that metal kli, he would not become tummy mace? And the Roshash brings that from our sugya is definitely mashma like Taisis, because our Brisa is discussing the din of oil mace and includes the din of cherev harei kachalol, and this Brisa seems to be going against the din of the Rambam. And the Brisa continues, oy b'mace, the pasuk did not have to say that a person that comes into contact with a mace will be tummy mace, as we already saw that even if a person comes into contact with a sword that came into contact with a dead body, that person would be tummy mace. So therefore, certainly if a person comes into contact with the dead body itself, then certainly he would be tummy mace and will be an avatoma. And therefore we learn out that this is coming to teach us a special din that even if you don't come into contact with a full body, but he only came into contact with an eva min mace, that you would still be tummy. And as the Gemara says, the eva hanechlo min mace, this is teaching us that if someone comes into contact with an eva min mace and has enough basa on it that it could regenerate if it would be attached to a live body, then he would become tummy mace. And as the Rosh and Taisis point out, that the way we know that an Eva Min HaChai and an Eva Min HaMeis has to have Basa Karoi is based on Halacha Mishu B'Sinai. And the Brisa continues, Oy Be'etzem Adam, or if a person comes into contact with the bone of a person, Ze Reiva Tzomais, this is referring to the din that if a person comes into contact with a Reiva Kava Vatzomais, even if it is only Ba'oil, he would be considered Tamei Meis. And Taisis points out that really this is a Smacht Ba'amo, as the Pasuk is teaching us that a person becomes Tamei through coming into contact with an Etzem Adam, and the shear of Reiva Kav is based on Halacha Mishu B'Sinai. Keep in mind that this Brisa is talking about a regular person that became Tamei Meis, because by a Nazir who becomes Tamei Meis, the shear is not a Reiva Kav, but the shear is Chetzei Kav, as we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesem Beis, at least according to the Shita of our Mishnah, as well as the Shita that was brought down from Rabbi Lezer from Bezin Shalach Reim. And as we saw yesterday, there were two other Shitas, as well as the Shita of Rabbi Kiva, that would not be able to be reconciled with the din of our Mishnah, as well as the din that's brought in Mesechus Eilis regarding a regular person who is not a Nazir, as to how they would become Tamei Meis through coming into contact with an Etzem Adam. And finally, the Brisa states, Oy Bekover, that we learn from the word that states, Bekover, Zek Kevasasim, this is referring to a sealed Kever. And the Rishonim explained that if there is a grave that's completely sealed, however, there is still a Pesach Tefach between the corpse and the ground above it, then the din is that any tumor that's inside this grave spreads out and fills the entire entire area of the grave. For example, if the grave was 6 feet wide and the mess took up an area of 3 feet wide, then the din is that even on the area on the side of the mace, the 1.5 feet on each side of the mace would be considered tameh, and that tumah would go up above that. And therefore, if someone stood on top of that kever, even if he's not standing directly above the actual corpse, he would still be considered a tameh mace, as lemaisa standing on top of the area that's considered a kever, and there's a special tumah called tumas kever. And as the Rosh states, there has to be an area of a tefach between the corpse and the top of the kever. And the Rosh continues, if there would not be a space of a tefach between the corpse and the top of the kever, which is definitely standard in Eretz Yisrael, where people are buried without a coffin, and even in America, people are buried in a coffin, but there isn't generally a pesach tefach from the top of the body until the top of the dirt. And therefore, in this case, havitum ritzutza, it's considered that the tumah continues, and therefore the tumah goes directly up above the corpse and it continues upward ad l'rakia. The tumah is not nispashate and it doesn't spread to the sides of the corpse. Our Gemara continues on daf nun dalam and aleph. The Gemara actually brings down a din that's not relevant to the din of a tumah bekeva, and it's actually relevant to the din of tumas meis, which is bekas v'ilah, which we just stated is actually a different type of tumah than tumas hakeva. Therefore, Taisa states b'chdi aisi that really would not bring this for any purpose to halay ari bekeva, because this brisa that the Gemara is going to bring is not relevant to the din of tumas keva. Because the din of tumas keva is that it's the spashate and the tumas mace actually spreads to all the sides of the keva and goes up from there, and therefore it actually is a larger chumrah by the din of tumas keva, where there is a pesach tefach on top of the mace, as opposed to the brisa that we'll bring in a moment, which is the din of tumas mace that's bekas va'ilah, where there is not a pesach tefach. And the brisa states tumah bekas va'ilah bekas va'yaredes, that if you have tumas mace and there is not a pesach tefach, then the tumah just goes directly upwards and it continues ad l'shamayim. And if there would be a basement, then the tumah would also go deeper down and would continue down to the core of the earth. Now, as Mefarish points out, that this entire brisa is discussing a case of tumas oil, as the pasuk states al pnei asada. And although Rish Lakish brings down this entire brisa, this has nothing to do with the raya of Rish Lakish. And Rish Lakish will now continue. And in the following brisa, we will see the raya that Rish Lakish brings to his din, even if a person comes into contact with an Eivim Melachai or an Eivim Melameis, She'in Aleim, Basa Karoi, that even though Tumas Oil doesn't apply, but Tumas Mago Masa would apply. As Mefarish explains, that this Pasuk is talking about Negiah, as in this Pasuk, the Pasuk continues and says once again, Kala Negiah Be'etzem Oibichol Oibimes Oibichavar, and since the Pasuk didn't have to say the word Kala Negiah, and therefore this Pasuk is talking about Dafka, Tumas Negiah, and it's not talking about Tumas Oil. And the Gemara continues, Ve'ilu Gabe Negiah Am Rabbi Yehuda, and Be'negiah Tumas Maga, Rabbi Yehuda brought a brisa, and some are not curious the words Amr Rabbi Huda, but Tanya, we learned in brisa that the pasuk says Valanagea be'etzem oyba cholol oyba mes oyba cover, and we learn out be'etzem that if a person touches an etzem ze etzem kisaira, and we learn out based on halacha mishmisinai that's referring to a barley sized bone. And in that case, even though you won't become tamei if you mile on an etzem kisaira, however you'll become tamei if you come into contact and you have tumas maga with an etzem kisaira. And the brisa continues oyba cholol, the pasuk says cholol ze eva nechol menachai ve'im boy lahal. Certainly, we don't need a pasuk to teach us that the Eva Menachai is Yeshalem Basakurai, that it becomes Tamei, as we saw in the first pasuk, that the Eva Menachai, Sheyeshalem Basakurai, is even Metame Ba'oil. But the pasuk over here is teaching us that even if you have an Eva Menachai, Sheinalem Basakurai, that the din is that it will become Tamei through Tumas Maga. This is, of course, the Makar that Rish Lakish learns that the Eva Menachai, that's Aimbo Lahalis Arucha, will be considered Tamei, at least by Tumas Maga Masa, even though it will not be Metame Ba'oil. And the brisa continues, Oy b'mes, the pasuk tells us the word b'mes, ze'iva nechol menames, ve'im boi l'hal esarucha. Once again, this is coming to teach us that if you have an even menames that doesn't have enough bus on it, that it could regenerate by itself if it was attached to a live person, even though it cannot be metame ba'oil, however, it will be metame b'maga. And once again, this is the makar for the shita reish lakish, that an even menames, she'in aleim basa karayi, is metame b'maga. The Gemara continues and finishes dashing the pasuk, and even though the next words are, of course, not part of the brisa, however, the Gemara wants to finish the drasha of this pasuk, and the Gemara tells us, "Oy bekaver." But from word bekaver that states in this pasuk, "Om Rish Lakish is an amira," and therefore, of course, is not part of Brisa states. Zekavish lefnei adiba. This is coming to teach us that a corpse from anyone in Klal Yisrael was buried prior to Matan Torah, and at that point, the din of Tumas Mace was not given to us, and therefore, the din of Oil HaTumah was not applicable. And one may think that if he comes into contact through Negiah or through Masa of such a body, that the din would be that he's not going to be tamei. Kamash Blon, that even if someone comes into contact with the Jewish body that was buried before Matan Torah, although it would not be metame ba'oil, it would be metame b'maga. And Mefarshim explained that this same din would apply to the body of someone who's not Jewish, and it's after Matan Torah, as even though that the body of an Akum would not have a din of Tumas oil, the din of Tumas maga would apply, and if someone comes into contact through maga with the body of a guy, he would be considered Tumi Mace. And in Bereshit, we discussed that L'chair, the din of Tumas Akum is not applicable by Tumas oil based on the pasuk of Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil, and we know based on another pasuk that states, Ve'etin Saini, Tsai Marisi, Adam Atem, that we learn out that you, Klal Yisrael, are called Adam, however, the rest of the Umas Oilam are not called Adam, and therefore, the din of Tumas Adam is not necessarily applicable to a guy, Ayin Shum. And Ayin entices, as well as the Rush over here, that discussed the Maris Machpelah, that we know that the only time that we have to be Messiah in Kfaris is only when there's Tumas Oil, and L'chair, there should not be a din of Tumas Oil, Ayin Maris Machpelah, since anyone that's buried there were buried prior to Matan Torah. Ayin in the Russian Tesis, where they explain that when Rabbi Noah was Mitzayin in Maris Machpelah, he was going like the Shita of the Chacham in Mayu Katan and not like Rabbi Shimon, or even according to Rabbi Shimon, that anyone that died prior to Matan Torah would not be Metamin Ba'oil. However, Avraham Avinu and Adam Rishon are definitely called Adam and definitely were included in the din of the Torah of Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil. And as both Tesis and Rush say, that Adam Rishon and Avraham Avinu definitely are Adam Gadol Ba'anakim, and the title of Adam Kiyamas Ba'oil would apply to Avram as well as to Adam Rishon. The Gemara continues with its raya to the din of Reish Lakish. Hi, Ev Ben Ames, Hechidami. What are we referring to when we mention in this brisa that an Ev Ben Ames, She'in Aleim, Basa Karai, would be Metamed B'maga? The Gemara says, E this be'etzim kasaira, if there's actually a bone the size of a bali, Hainu Hanageya be'etzim, then L'chaira, that is already included based on the fact that a person touched an etzim of a person that's the size of a bali, and we included that based on the pasuk of be'etzim, Ze etzim kasaira, Ella, the less be'etzim kasaira, it must be that this Ev Ben Ames did not have a bali-sized bone, Vafilo Hachi, Rachman Rabia, and even so, we see that the Torah includes it, and it states that if a person comes into contact through Mago with an Ev Ben Ames or with an Ev Ben Akai, She'in Aleim Basa Karai, that the din is that he would be Matam B'Mago, and therefore, it's a Raya Mefureshes to Reish Lakish. Now that we have a Braisa that seems exactly like the din of Reish Lakish, so now it's L'chari, it's Shver and Rabbi Echran. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Echran Amalcha, Rabbi Echran will respond to you, Lo'ilun the Isbei, really when the Braisa teaches us, that's talking about a case where that Eva had a bone the size of a bali, and therefore you're really going to be tame based on touching a bone that's kisaira. And as we asked before, if there's etzem kisaira, hainu hanageh be'etzem, and you don't need another pasuk, and therefore the Gemara says, v'im in magai, t'neu in masai, ein chinami, if you don't have to teach us a din, but the gay a maga, that if a person touches a bone that's etzem kisaira, that it becomes tame mace, therefore we use this pasuk to teach us that the din of etzem kisaira doesn't only apply in the case of maga, which is the pasuk of the pasuk, as the pasuk says, al negeya be'etzem, and if it's mashma that we're talking about tumas maga and not tumas masa. However, based on the fact that the Torah says the extra word mace, therefore we learn out that the din of etzem kisaira is not only applicable to tumas maga, but it's also applicable to tumas masa. And Tesis is bothered that if Rabbi Yechon is correct, then why did Brisa say that oibim mes ze eva hanechlam and amace? If l'chayr the limud from oibim mes has nothing to do with eva and amace and has to do with etzem kisaira, really the Brisa should have stated oibim mes ze etzem kisaira, as this word is coming to include that the etzem kisaira is metame not only b'maga but also b'masa. In addition, l'chayra, another thing which seems to be a major problem, that in this brisa we didn't only see a din b'negeya eiv ha'mes hanechol ha'mes, we also saw and we learned out from the lashon of oy b'cholol ze'iv hanechol menachai ve'im bo lahalas arucha. And l'chayra, even though Rabbi Yechon showed us what he used the words oy b'mes for, but l'chayra he still has the words oy b'cholol, which Reish Lakish also had right to his din that if you have an eiv menachai she'in ole in basa karayu, that's metaba maga and tzarach bia. In order to wrap up the sugya, let's just point out that the Mefarshim explained that L'chayra, according to Reish Lakish, how does he know that the din is that a person is going to be tummy to etzem kisera, even b'masa, and L'chayra, Rabbi Yechon is correct that this pasuk is talking about tumas maga, and we should explain that Reish Lakish learns this based on a mamatzinu, that just like we find it is the din of tumas etzem kisera, b'negeya tumas maga, therefore that din applies to tumas masa as well, as the dinum of tumas maga and tumas masa generally go hand in hand. And our Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah daf Memtesan Beis, al ilu hanozim megalech, on all these tumas, a nozim will have to go through the teglachas process, umaza b'shlishi b'shvi, and he would have to have the hazav the paraduma on the third and seventh day that he's tummy mace, v'soises akoymen, and he forfeits any days that he previously counted towards the zeus period, v'einim maskalimnais, elachi taro, mevis kabanaisav, and he doesn't start counting his days in the zeus until he becomes tar, and he brings his kabanais. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's just remember that we had four shitas on daf yud ches as to when a nazir who became tamei would be be able to restart counting his days of Naziris. So we had the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, who says that right after he goes to the mikvah on day number 7, he would already be able to count his Naziris period even before Harish Shemesh. We had the Shita of Rabbi, who said that the Nazir could start counting his days of Naziris from day 8, even though he did not yet bring his Karbanis. Then we had two other Shitas, either that he has to wait until after he brings his Karban Chatas, or he has to wait to start his counting for his Naziris period until after he brings his Karban Asham Nazir. We will first learn our Gemara based on the Gersa of Taisus as well as what seems from the Rush, and we will then explain the Gemara based on our Gersa. The Gemara begins, Ibailu, we had the following Shaila. Tani Achiyatar, when our Mishnah stated, Umaza Beshlishi Beshvi, Visaisa Kayman, Be'in Maskalimnais El Achiyatar, that the Mishnah is teaching us Beshvi Kay, that he could start his counting towards the Naziris period on the 7th day after he had the Hazar of the Paraduma and he went to the Mikvah and had Taglachas for being a Nazir Tameh. Money, Rabbi Leza here, and our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Leza that we had on Daf Yud Ches, and according to Taisus and Rush, then that goes towards Abda Abed Harish Shemesh, as even before he has Harish Shemesh, he could count day number 7 as day number 1 towards his Naziris period. However, the Mefarish over here is Gurus these words, and therefore, according to the Mefarish, the Gemara's question is that maybe you have to wait until Harish Shemesh after the 7th day. However, the Mefarish understands the words of Rabbi Leza on Daf Yud Ches. Rabbi Leza holds that the Nazir Tameh has to wait until the 7th night after Harish Shemesh in order to start counting his Naziris period. And Rabbi Leza's Chiluk on Chacham and on Rebbe, and he holds that you don't have to wait until the 8th morning when it's Shaykh to bring your Karbanis, or until after you actually brought your Karban Chatas or Karban Asham. Now, according to either way that we learned to Gemara, we have to understand that the Mishnah stated El Achi Tar Umevis Karbanisav, and therefore, according to these Shitas, we have to explain that what the Mishnah meant was that the Nazir would start counting his days of Naziris after he becomes Tar, either prior to Harish Shemesh or after Harish Shemesh. And when the Mishnah teaches us Umevis Karbanisav, it's not telling us that the only time that he could start counting his days of Naziris is after he brings Karbanis. It's just telling us the fact that once he starts counting his days of Naziris from prior to that point, but Lemaisa, since he was a Nazir Tameh, at some point he has to bring his Karbanis, and this Nazir, since he became Tameh Meis, has to bring an Asham Nazir, a Chatas Ha'if, and an Oil Sa'if. However, the second side of the Gemara that we'll have in a moment will actually say that when the Mishnah states El Achi Yitaru Mevix Karbanisav, it meant that Dafka, that the only way that the Nazir can restart counting his days of Naziris is once he becomes Tar completely, and he actually brings his Karbanis. And as the Gemara continues, Ayin Dilma, or do we say that when the Mishnah says Achi Yitar, it means Bishmini Kai, that he only could start his counting of Naziris on the 8th day, Umay Achi Yitar, and according to this Shita, it's Shver why the Mishnah said Achi Yitar, if L'chari is not based on Taira, it's based on bringing Karbanis, and therefore the Gemara explains what the Mishnah meant when it said Achi Yitar, it's coming to explain that you have to be Tar completely, which is only after you go through the entire process, and that is only once a Nazir Tameh brought his Karbanis, and that's what it means, Achi Yitar, it means Achi Yavik Karbanisav, Umani Rabbanani, and therefore our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbanan, the Amri Naziris Tatira, Achmini Loi Chayla, that the only way for a Nazir to restart counting his days of Naziris is only once he also brought his Karbanis. And the Gemara states, Tashma, bring your Raya, Meditani Sefer, since we will see in the Mishnah that we will have in a moment, where the Mishnah discusses those that do not have the dinim of a Nazir Tameh and do not have to bring Karbanis, and the Mishnah states, Umaza Bishlishi Bishvi, and then the Mishnah continues, that Dafnun Dalaran Beis, and states, right after you complete your process of becoming Tar from Tumas Meis, you immediately begin counting your days in Naziris from day number 7, right after you go to the mikvah and become Tar from Tumas Meis. And since in the Sefer we use the Lashon Maschul Umayinu Miyad, HaReisha Mayad Shiatar, in the Reisha when we state until you become Tar, it must not mean right after you become Tar from Tumas Meis. As if so, we should use the same Lashon and we should say Maschul Umayinu Miyad, but by the fact that you use the Lashon Ad Shiatar, so it must be Achiyavi Karbanisav, that you have to wait until you bring Karbanis. Money, and who is our Mishnah going like? Rabbanan, he is going like Rabbanan. The Amri, that they say, Naziris Tatira, Achmini Lechaila, and Nazir Tameh only restarts his new din and his new counting of Naziris after he brings his Karbanis on day number 8. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and we already mentioned that the Mishnah will discuss those cases where it is Tumas Meis, but even so, a Nazir would not have to go through the standard process that generally a Nazir has to do when it becomes Tameh Meis, which we explained before is the Hazar of the Paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day, din of Taglachas, and the din of bringing his Karbanis, his Asham Nazir, his Chatas Ha'if, and his Oil Sa'if, and the din of Hayom Rishayim Yiplu, that he would forfeit all the days that he already counted towards the Naziris period, and he has to restart his count for the Naziris period. And depending on how you count the Mishnah, there are about 10 different cases. So the Mishnah starts, Abbas Chachas Va'Parais, which we will define in the Gemara, but the Maisa, even though that there will be Tumah based on Chachas Va'Parais, that Tumah will only be Midrabanan, and therefore the din of Tumas Nazir doesn't apply. Ubesa Pras, which is of course defined defined as a soda that had a kever in it, and then you went and you plowed over that field, and the chacham will chayshish, by you plowing the field, potentially spread the bones over 100 amma area, and therefore the rabbanim will chayshish that maybe there's an etzim kaseira in every place in this field, and they will metame a person that walks through this field, at least on the rabbanim dikah level. Once again, since this tum is owned rabbanon, therefore a nazir that becomes tummy through a base of pras doesn't have to go through the process that another tummy generally has to. And the eretz amim, another case is if a nazir goes into chutz laretz, then the nazir will become tummy mid rabbanon, as the gemara will discuss in detail. Va'goyel va'daifik, these are both different parts of a kever, and Rashi in Masechtas Ksuba says goyel zek kisa arin, this is the cover of the coffin. V'daifik who daifin shel stadim, and daifik is referring to the sideboards of the coffin. Rabbi Tam is bothered because in the gemara in Chulin, the gemara learns from the Apnei Sada, the rabbis goyel v'daifik, it's mashma de gluin hein goyel v'daifik, that the goyel and daifik are actually things that are revealed and they're actually not buried. The elim chusin hein, and of course the sideboards and the top of the coffin are all buried. And therefore, Rabbi Tam explains the goyel huam matseva, that goyel is referring to some sort of matseva that they used to spread out on top of the ground and on top of the body. The daifik is avonim shematseva neshenas ben, and these were sideboards that this even would lean on and they would support that even. Once again, those are only tamei midrabanan. The Mishnah continues with revius dam, that even though a nazir of course becomes tamei mace, even if he is just ba'oil of a revius sadam, however, based on halacha mishmi sinai, we learned that although he becomes tamei mace, he doesn't have to go through the process of a nazir tamei. And even though in the Mishnah on daf mem tesam beis, we learned that a nazir only has to go through the process of a nazir tamei when he comes into contact with a half a lug of dam. So really, our Mishnah should say that if a nazir came into contact with anything less than a half a lug of dam. However, Tais points out that we use the shear that's mentioned in Masechtas Olis regarding all the dinim of tumah for a regular person, where the din is that a regular person becomes tumay by coming into contact with a revius of dam, even if he's only in the same oil. And the Mishnah continues, and based on the Pirush of the Rishonim, we're going to be gurus over here of oil revat tumays. Although we learned in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tesam Beis that a nazir only has a din of tumas nazir when he comes into contact with a half a kav of tumays, that is only referring to the din of tumas oil. However, as we mentioned on Daf Nun Gimel Beis, if a nazir comes into contact through mago or masa, even only with a reva kav of tzomais, he would still become tamei and have a chiyuv to go through the process of a nazir tamei. And that's why our Mishnah now teaches us that if a nazir comes into contact with a reva kav of tzomais, not through mago but through oil atoma, then he would not have to go through the process of a nazir tamei. But of course, it's clear that if he would come into contact with a reva kav of tzomais through mago or masa, then he would still have to go through the process of a nazir tamei. And the Mishnah continues, v'kelim ha'noigim ha'meis, that if a nazir comes into contact with a kli which was an avatoma based on the concept of cherev harei kuchalol, then although certainly this nazir becomes tamei meis and would be tamei for 7 days, however the din of nazir tamei doesn't apply, and as Taisa points out, because l'maisa he didn't come into contact with the meis itself, and he only came into contact with a kli that touched the meis. And even though we learn from Xeris HaKosov that cherev harei kuchalol, however it doesn't have the same stringency as the din of a meis itself. And the Mishnah continues to discuss two dinim of a mitzvah, of a meis sifrei, of a meis gomrei. If there's a mitzvah who is counting his days of taira, and the din is that after the kohen says that he's tar, he has to go through a 7 day of process of taira, and the first day he would cut off and he would shave off all of his body hair, and then he would wait 7 days, and once again he'd shave off all his body hair again, and he'd bring kabbalis on the 8th day. Those days are called yemei sifrei. The days that a mitzvah is actually tamei based on being a mitzvah mukhlat, that is called yemei gomrei. The Mishnah is teaching us that even though a nazir becomes a mitzvah, he doesn't have to go through the entire process of a nazir tamei. And as the Mishnah now states, al ilu ina nazir megalech, on all of these dinim, a nazir does not go through the process of a nazir tamei, and he doesn't have to shave off his hair before resuming his nazirus period. And of course, as Tais points out, that this din is not applicable to a mitzvah, as a mitzvah has to shave off all of his bodily hair prior to becoming tar. And Tais says, al koya shayir, it's going on the rest of the dinim of the Mishnah, she'ima galech kedin nazir tamei, that he doesn't have to shave his hair based on being a nazir tamei. Really, based on Tais's words, we can actually explain that when it says, ina nazir megalech, it means that he doesn't shave his hair based on being a nazir. And the Mishnah also states, umazir b'shlishi v'shvi, in all these cases, mayim chayim of the paraduma is sprayed on him on the 3rd and 7th day of his tire process. And as Taisa says, once again, this is not relevant to a case where he became a mitzvah, as a mitzvah does not have a din to be sprayed by the mayim chayim of the paraduma on the 3rd and 7th day. And Taisa also points out that, as we will see in the Gemara, that this din of being mazir b'shlishi v'shvi may not be relevant to someone that became tummy through a kli that was negeah b'meis. And we continue on daf nun dalam beis. In all these cases, even though a nazir has some sort of tumas meis, does not forfeit any days of his nazirus period that he already counted, and immediately after he finished finishes the process of becoming tar, he would immediately continue counting his days in his years, which is mashma that during the time that he was tummy, he doesn't count those days towards his years period. The carbon eloi, and all these cases, he doesn't have to bring the kabbanis that a nazir tummy generally brings. He doesn't have to bring the sham nazir or the chatas or oilus ha'if. The Mishnah ends off that although in the cases that we previously mentioned, although the nazir doesn't forfeit any days that he previously counted towards his days in his years, however, as we stated, during the time that he was a mitzvah, for example, or that he was tummy mace, he would not be able to count those days towards his years period. However, the Mishnah now continues, be'emes amru, and some explain that any time the Mishnah or Gemara says the lashon of be'emes amru is referring to halacha l'mishum Sinai, and some say that it is based on Kabbalah, yimei zava zava, yimei askeri shomitzera, harei ilu ilulai, that during the time that a nazir is a zav or a zava, or during the time that it's a mitzvah muska, which is the time that the kohen says that we're not sure if you're tar or tummy, and he puts him away for 7 days in order to determine if he's actually tummy as a mitzvah. So not only does he not forfeit any of his previous days in his years, all those days that he's a zav or a zava, or he is a mitzvah muska, would still count towards his years period, and there would be no forfeiture and no time frame lost based on the fact that he's a zav zava or he's a mitzvah muska. And our Gemara begins, and the Mishnah mentioned two cases where a nazir would not go through the process of a nazir tummy, and they were schachais and purais. So the Gemara explains, what is the case of schachais? And the lashon schachais, the Rishonim explain, come from the lashon of schach. So it's referring to ilan ha-mesech ala-aretz. It's referring to a tree that's hanging over the ground in the Rishus Rabbim, and the branches are spread apart from each other, and under one of the branches there is a mace. As the Rush explains, that we're referring to a scenario where each branch was at least a tefach wide, and therefore it creates an oil, and if someone would actually walk under that branch, and we'd be certain that he actually walked under the branch, he would definitely be considered tummy because he was under a branch together with a mace, and he would be tummy based on oil atuma. However, our case is talking about a scenario where the person's unsure if he actually walked under that branch or not, and therefore it's a suffik tum b'shus ramim, and generally the din would be that suffik tum b'shus ramim is speik oitar, and therefore he should not become tummy at all. However, in Rabbanan, there were geyser that since this person walked directly under this tree, therefore he'll become tummy with Rabbanan, and that's why in our Mishnah, the nazir will not have to go through the entire process, as l'maisa is only tummy mace midrabanan. And the Gemara continues, upurais, the case of price is similar to the case of schachais, but that's referring to a wall, and it's referring to avonim hayyitzis min hageda. There was a wall in Rishus Rabbim, and there were stones that were protruding from that wall into the Rishus Rabbim, and under one of those stones, there was a corpse. And certainly, if we know that the person went under that stone, since that stone is a tefach wide, so therefore there was a din of oil, and it would become tummy mace bevadai. However, over here, he's not certain if he went under that stone, and therefore he's uncertain if he became tummy through tumas oil, even though generally we say that suffik tum b'shus rabim is sveik oitar, but over here, midrabanan, they said that he would become tummy, and therefore nazir doesn't have to be megaleach, since he's only tummy tumas mace midrabanan. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, ve'eretz amim, another case where nazir would have to go through the tumma process is in the case of eretz amim, where nazir became tummy by going into chutzlaretz. And the Gemara now has a shayla and tries to define the tumma of tumas eretz amim. We have a shayla as follows. Eretz Amim Shemavir Gazula. Is it pshat that when the Chacham were Goyza on Eretz Amim 80 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, that the reason why they made this Gzera is based on the fact that they didn't want people to go to Chutz La'aretz and they wanted people to stay in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's a new type of a tumah, and they were Goyza as long as you're in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, even if you're not mile or you don't actually come into contact with the land of Chutz La'aretz, that you'd still be considered Tameh. For example, as Taisa brings down, if a person goes into Chutz La'aretz, Beshid a table Migdal, and it was a very large box, and therefore that box was not Mekabel Tumah because it was more than 40 sar, or if you walked on a bridge into Chutz La'aretz, or if you go into Chutz La'aretz in a wagon or in a sfina, and in all those cases, the din is that you're not going to be Tameh through Oil HaTumah. However, since the Gzera of going into Eretz Amim is being in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, so it's irrelevant if you actually had a din of Tumah's Oil, you would still become Tameh. Oidim, or do we say, Meshum Gusha Gazru Olah, that Rabbanim were Mesakin this based on the fact that they realized that there's a lot of Tumah in Chutz La'aretz that is unknown exactly where it is, and therefore they said that anyone who walks into Chutz La'aretz has to be mesupik that maybe he came into contact with some sort of a mace or an oila mace, and therefore he's only going to be tamei if he actually touched the ground of Chutz La'aretz or if he was mile on the ground of Chutz La'aretz. And Taisus explains that the reason why the Chacham were nervous has been playing mace mabel because of all the corpse of those people who died during the mabel, or he says another reason we play Rav Mi Yisrael Shenegar b'Chutz La'aretz because so many of Klal Yisrael were killed in Chutz La'aretz over our period of Golas, and therefore we have to be choshish that maybe a Jew was buried underneath the ground at this place that you're touching. Before continuing with the Gemara's Raya, let's just point out that if the Tumah of Eretz Amim is based on Avira, so L'chir it's not based on Tumas Meis, and therefore therefore there's no din of Azar Shlishi Vishvi, and therefore Gemara tries to bring Raya Tashma that our Mishnah we stated Umazda Bishlishi Vishvi, then the case where Nazar became Tamei through Eretz Amim, he would have to go and become Tar by spraying himself with the Mayim of the Paraduma and with the Mechatas on the third and seventh day of his tire process, via Amrit Mishim Avira. And if you hold that the Gzira of Tumas Eretz Amim was based on Avira, then Azar Lumli, then what Shaykhis do we have to the din of Azar over here? He's not Tamei Mace, Elalav Mishim Gusha, and therefore it is Raya from Mishnah that the reason why the Chacham were Geizah on Tumas Eretz Amim was based on Gusha, because the Chash is that maybe the person becomes Tamei Mace, so then he needs to have the Azov, the Mei Paraduma, on the third and seventh day of his tire process. And the Gemara answers, Loi, Lo'ilim Emelachah Mishim Avira. Really, I could tell you the reason why there was a Gzira on Tumas Eretz Amim is because of Avir, and the Chiktani Ashaira, and when the Mishnah stated that Mazah B'Shlishi B'Shvi, it's really referring to the other Dinim of our Mishnah, and just like Taisus stated that when the Mishnah stated Mei Sifra B'Mei Gomrai, definitely doesn't have to have Zah of Shlishi B'Shvi, so the Mishnah did not only exclude the Din of Hazah of Shlishi B'Shvi by the Din of Mitzrayah, the Din of being Mazah B'Shlishi B'Shvi is also not going to be Negea in the case where Nazar became Tamei by going into Chutzlarts, since the Din of a Nazar becoming Tamei through going into Eretz Amim is only because of Avira, and therefore the Din of Hazah Shlishi B'Shvi is not applicable. And the Gemara continues, Hachi Nami Mistavri, I'll bring your Raya, that when the Mishnah stated Mazah B'Shlishi B'Shvi, it's not going back on every Din in the Mishnah, Midigtani, since in our Mishnah we also learned, V'Kelim HaNagim HaMeis, if a person touches a Kli that touches a Meis, and although in the Mishnah we explained that the case of Kelim HaNagim HaMeis could be discussed in a case of a Kli Matches, where the Din of Cherev Harei Kuchal applies, and even so, Nazir would not have to be Megalech in that scenario, as his Tumah is still not on the same level of a full-fledged Tumah Meis, since the Nazir did not become Tumah from an actual corpse. However, based on our Gemara, which states that if a Nazir became Tumah from a Kli, the Nazir doesn't have to be Mazah Begimel of a Zayin, it's Nuchach that the case of the Mishnah isn't only discussed in a case of a Kli Matches, as if the Nazir became Tumah through a Kli Matches, he definitely would require Hazah Shlishi Bishvi, and at least Lefi, the way Taisus explains the Shita Rabbi and Tam, our Mishnah is not discussing a case where Nazir came into contact with a metal Kli, since all the dinim of a Nazir Tummy would still apply, and the Nazir would not only have to be Mazah Gimel V'Zayin, but he would also have a Chiyuv Taglachas, as well as to bring Kabanes and Vayom Rishon Yiplu. And Lefi Rabbi and Tam, our Mishnah is discussing a Nazir who came into contact with a Kli Shatav, meaning a regular wood Kli that can go into the mikveh and become tar, and the din of Cherev Harei Kecholo does not apply in that scenario, and therefore a Kli Eitzah became Tummy through a mace is only an avatumah, and the nazir is only a rishonal tumah, and therefore certainly doesn't need hazar shlishi b'shvi. But l'chayr tzar piya, as if the mishnah is discussing a case where a nazir became tummy through a wood keli, so why would the mishnah even have to teach us this din b'negei nazir if the nazir is only a rishonal tumah and only tummy out of erev, and this has no connection to tumas mace at all? However, l'fir Rabbi Yitzchak Misapunti that we mentioned previously that holds that the din of chayr very kachol applies to all kelim, and l'chayr how could you explain our Gemara? And Taisus explained that possibly when the Gemara states Hani Bnei Azoninu is not referring to the case of Kelim, as in the case of a Nazir who became Tummy through a Kli, he would certainly need Hazar's Gimel V'Zayin, and the Gemara is actually referring to a Nazir who became Mitzrayah of Yemei Sifrai and Yemei Gamrai, where certainly there's no requirement of Hazar's Gimel V'Zayin. And even though the Gemara seems to be talking about the case of Kelim HaNoigim HaMeis, as the Gemara states, however, Taisus explains that just quoting from a prior din in the Mishnah, but it's almost as if the Gemara states Kelim HaNoigim B'Meis B'Chulu, and it's discussing the next case in the Mishnah of Yemei Gomrai and Yemei Sifrai, and therefore we see that just like in the case of Yemei Sifrai and Yemei Gomrai, that Hazar's Gimel V'Zayin doesn't apply, and therefore when the Mishnah states Hazar's Gimel V'Zayin is not going back on that case, and the same is true that when the Mishnah mentioned that another became Tamei going into Eretz Amim, and the Mishnah stated that you need Hazar's Gimel V'Zayin, it's not really referring to that case either, and it's only going on the rest of the cases of our Mishnah. And as the Gemara states, Hani Kelim B'nei Azoninu, and Lefiyar B'nei Tam, this means, are these Kelim that are only an Avatumma strong enough to require someone who became Tummy from them to have a requirement to do Azor B'Shlishi V'Shvi? And Lefiyar B'Yitzchak, we would have to be Gerz, V'Hani B'nei Azoninu, is a Mitzvah required to have Azor B'Shlishi V'Shvi? And as the Gemara says, El Shema Mino Asharia, certainly the Lashon of the Mishnah of Mitzvah Hazor Shlishi V'Shvi cannot be referring to this case in the Mishnah, and therefore it's a Raya that the Lashon of Mitzvah Hazor Shlishi V'Shvi is only referring to the other case of Mishnah which have a connection to Tumas Meis and not to this scenario, and is also not referring to a scenario where a Nazir became Tumei based on Eretz HaAmim either, and we will stop over here.